Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Melissa Campanelli, and I'm Editor-in-Chief of Retail Online Integration, and I want to welcome you to today's ROI webinar, Shipping Simplified, Best Practices to Reduce Returns, Logistics, Costs, and Customer Dissatisfaction, sponsored by Melissa Data. Today's omnichannel customers are more demanding than ever. They want to shop when and where they want, and they want their products delivered as soon as possible. As a result, the world of omnichannel retail operations, from customer acquisition to delivery of final product, is getting more and more complicated and expensive. To guide you through all of these changes, you're here today to listen to a lively webinar with Allison Moon, a software engineer at Melissa Data, and Prakash Uptiyaya, the co-founder of OrderCup. They're going to walk you through the following: key distribution, shipping, and systems issues to be aware of today, how to capture and maintain accurate quality customer contact data, how to reduce undeliverable packages, customer care calls, and core logistics costs with simple address verification, and they're also going to discuss how cloud-based shipping and labeling systems are transforming e-commerce. Before we get started, let me point out a few quick tips on how to make the most of today's live webinar. First of all, if you have any technical difficulties, troubleshoot by clicking on the help widget at the bottom of the console marked with a question mark, or let us know via the Q&A box. You can also use the Q&A box to submit your questions to today's panelists. We'll be addressing select questions at the end of the hour, but you can send them in at any time. Also, please make sure you turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so that you can use all of the widgets and bells and whistles on the console. Speaking of bells and whistles, please click on the Tips for Attendees widget below to learn what all of the widgets on this console do and how you can customize your experience today. Before we get started with the webinar, I just kind of want to go over some trends that you might be interested in and sort of frame the presentation today. The first one is that e-commerce is definitely growing, and that's a great thing. According to recent statistics from Comscore, in 2012, U.S. retail e-commerce sales reached $186.2 billion, an increase of 15%, the strongest annual growth rate since before the recession. What's more, $42.3 billion was spent online during the November to December holiday shopping season alone, marking a 14% increase from 2011. Not only that, but international e-commerce is growing as well. In fact, this year, international e-commerce sales will grow 18.3% to 1.29 trillion worldwide, according to eMarketer, as Asia Pacific surpasses North America to become the world's number one market for B2C e-commerce sales. In fact, B2C e-commerce sales in Asia Pacific grew more than 33% to $332.4 billion in 2012. This year, the region will see its sales increase by more than 30% to over $433 billion, or more than one-third of all global B2C e-commerce sales. While it's a great thing, it's not necessarily a great thing for your back end. E-commerce growth is great for the economy as well as for your business, but it may open the door to data quality issues that can endanger revenues and relationships. For instance, when new data enters systems daily from uncontrollable internal sources, such as the web, you may see inconsistencies and typos. These discrepancies can hamper data integration, generate duplicates, and prevent companies and their business affiliates from getting accurate information. Also note, and you probably, if you're listening, do know that published data can quickly become outdated, giving rise to misinformation and possibly financial and legal consequences. I also mentioned earlier that international e-commerce is growing, and international data can also cause problems. While international e-commerce is growing, statistics show that a third of your web traffic is probably already outside the U.S., and as that percentage increases, maintaining accurate international customer data will become a critical business process. So, what is a retail marketer to do? Well, that's what we're here to discuss today. So I'd like to introduce you to Allison Moon of Melissa Data, who's going to start to go over some of these important topics. Thanks.
Hi, everyone. This is Allison. I'm a software engineer at Melissa Data. So on my day-to-day, I typically work with clients and assist them in troubleshooting our products. Along with that, I also create solutions and recommend our products to assess their needs. So today I'm going to talk to you about methods to help drive delivery success. But before I get started, I just want to give you an introduction to Melissa Data and kind of give you an overview of who we are. We are a data quality software and services provider that specialize in validation, cleansing, and enrichment of customer contact information. We've been in the business for over 25 years and have several offices in the U.S. and just opened our first international office in Germany. We have over 5,000 customers worldwide, including some of these retail businesses that you may recognize. We also have a few key partnerships that help drive our technologies and allow us to provide our products in various platforms and languages. We provide various service options, such as real-time verification, bulk processing, and also different data verifications, including address verification, email, and phone verification. These products and services are offered in different deployments, so whether you want to use our products on-premise or on-demand or even integrated into your own custom applications, we have solutions for you. So back at the question at hand, what's important for e-commerce success? Well, as an avid online shopper myself, I find many factors come into play when I decide to shop at a site. But what's important for me, and I'm sure for all other customers, is whether these get delivered to my door on time and safely. But obviously, there are a lot of factors that determine the speed and safety of a delivery. So let's look at a simplified scenario of a purchasing process. So when a customer decides to purchase something from your site, they begin the shipment process on some sort of web form. This is where they enter the information required for shipping. So let's say a customer like John Smith decides to purchase something and puts his name and address through. He clicks submit. And his information is then put on some sort of shipping label and placed on the package. But this is all well and good if John put his information correctly the first time. But if you don't take any preventive care and you don't check the information before placing the shipping label on, situations can come up where maybe John forgot to enter his zip code or forgot to enter his city and state, or even forgot to enter his apartment number, maybe even misspelled a street name. These are all situations that can come up if you don't check your data before putting that shipping label on that package. So what is something that you as an e-commerce business can do to prevent any hiccups that may come up and determine a package to become undeliverable? Well, you need to verify your addresses. You need to account for human errors like miscellaneous characters, information coming all in one line, incorrect information, missing information, or even misspelled information. Being able to find these issues and recognize these scenarios and cleanse them into their valid and deliverable form, and also to be able to append information like the +4 and delivery point. You need to use tools to cleanse data that reference multiple sources, so not only USPS data, but also non-USPS data. There are actually some addresses out there that are undeliverable by the USPS, but may be deliverable using other carriers like the UPS and FedEx. You can also recognize newly developed locations with an early warning system that keeps track of new homes or new complexes. These will all increase the percentage of a delivery success. You also need to be able to not only verify that a building or street exists, but also the suite. and also to be able to convert addresses from their rural style to their city style formats. This actually helps delivery services to easily identify and deliver mail to rural areas. And also recognizing missing information and appending it, such as suite information and apartment numbers. Some buildings exist, but there are maybe suites and apartments in that building. Maybe using the company name, and also, like my example before with John Smith, where he forgot his apartment number, being able to recognize that the apartment or suite is missing and using the company name or the last name of a individual to append the correct suite number. And because of the nature of e-commerce and the internet in general, we need to think more globally. So in order to accommodate this new international territory, we need to be able to handle diacritics and international character sets, like in the example on the right, with a shipment to a address in Japan. And also being able to prepare formatting for country-specific standards. So actually some countries place pieces of address information in a different order. So these are all things that we need to do, but what is something that you can do to enrich your data and improve your business directly? Things like geocoding, so providing latitude and longitude information for addresses. This is actually important for business analytics, where you can zone in on areas where maybe you need to improve your marketing strategies. Also, indicating whether an address is a residence or a business. There are actually some delivery services that charge extra for delivering to residential areas. Maybe you can use this to funnel residential addresses into a separate group and maybe use a different carrier. And also preventing fraud, so being able to verify that all pieces of a data match to prevent incorrect information from coming in. So here we have an example of John Smith. He entered his address and his phone number, but we were able to recognize that though the name and the address match, the phone is actually incorrect for this record. And also being able to add or fix missing or incorrect information. So we recognize that the phone number was incorrect for John Smith. We can actually append the correct phone number. So in short, address verification is a best practice for retailers. It helps to reduce costs, improve customer communications, and help drive more business for your company. Not only that, it'll gain customer trust in your services, and they'll likely return to continue business with you. So thank you for your time. This is all I have for today. My information's on the screen if you'd like to contact me for more questions or information. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Allison. I really appreciate that great overview of all the different opportunities that folks have and problems that they might run into with global verification. So to continue this discussion, let's welcome our next speaker, Prakash Upajaya, who's the co-founder of OrderCup. And Prakash, maybe you can tell the folks a little bit about OrderCup.
Thank you very much. This is Prakash Upadhyay. I'm with OrderCup. Let me just tell you what OrderCup is, and then we can talk about how we utilize Melissa Data's address verification suite. So OrderCup basically is a web application that helps e-commerce shippers worldwide to print shipping labels with a click. So basically all we do is allow users to print shipping labels fast. What's unique about us is that we are a web application. As most of you may be aware, historically, the way to print shipping labels is to download some software, either from the carriers themselves or to use multi-carrier third-party software. OrderCup pioneered the ability to print shipping labels directly from a web page. And so we are now able to integrate all the hardware that is utilized in the warehouse at the shipping station, and we integrate with it directly through our web page. Ortica is basically a single source for shipping. So what we do is we are able to integrate multiple carriers that you can see on the screen. Our e-commerce customers basically either sell on eBay or Amazon or have their own website or rent out available e-commerce platforms like Shopify, Evolution, etc. We bring all these channels of sales together into one interface. We also allow shippers to be able to process the way they process their orders, either in singles or batch mode. Some of them like to use thermal printers, others don't, whether it is for forward shipments or for returns and so on. So what we are is a single source, like a one-stop shop for all e-commerce shipping, focused entirely on the shipping process. So what we have seen is that the missing piece, or at least the significant missing piece in shipping, is address verification, being able to do it in real time. It is surprising almost that shopping carts do not verify addresses at the point of purchase. You would think that, you know, when somebody is buying something, the address is verified, but it is not. Typically, all that gets done is that the address is matched to the billing address of the credit card, nothing to do with the actual shipping address where that package is going to go. Also, buyers often change their ship-to addresses after the order is placed. And as you may be aware, carriers charge a lot of money for address correction, and if the package is undelivered, then it's even more. This problem gets worse for international deliveries. But again, you cannot ignore international, as we now have learned. International is growing significantly. So it's a huge opportunity to forego just because, you know, we are not sure whether the address is correct or not, or whether the package will be returned. Lastly, and probably most importantly, it is the cost, the intangible cost of reprocessing an order because the address was bad or for whatever reason. So these are some of the hurdles today that we are seeing that our customers have now solved. Going to the next page here. So Melissa Data has this great tool that allowed us to be able to solve this issue for our customers. Basically, we saw that it's a single source, meaning we integrate once, and our customers now are able to use Ortica with just this one single integration. Address verification is for most countries as well as within the U.S. and all through one interface, which is embedded inside Ortica. It's real-time. These APIs match our web-based system, which is also real-time. And it's affordable, the price is reasonable, and equally importantly, integration was very quick. We literally got the integration done in a couple of weeks. And it's very well supported. Melissa Data's customer support is just terrific. So let me show you just quickly how this works with some screenshots. This is a typical customer of ours, and we are showing, you know, all their sales channels in there. So they're looking at the sales channel, their orders coming in, and then they say, okay, let me just process my first channel. And they would go into those orders, and basically here's the order ready to be shipped. You can see, you know, these are the order details down here, and then on the right side at the top, you will see the address that the package is going to be shipped to. What our system does is at that very point, when the order comes up for shipping, the shipper is able to see the status of the address, whether it is a good address or not. And you can see some icons on the top right. You can see a green check mark which says that, hey, it looks okay. And then there is a signal strength indicator which also tells, you know, how good is this particular address. So if you go into a little bit detail, you hover on the checkbox, it's going to tell you, hey, you know, we can tell you more about this. And when you click on that, it'll give you the various levels that the address is verified through. So you can see how deep the address verification goes. Moving on, what if the address is not correct? It's indicated right there live, saying that, hey, something is wrong with this address, and when the users click on it, a similar multi-level deep information is provided as to what is wrong with that particular address. So the user, the shipper can correct it right there, either by just calling the customer or by looking at some maps or verifying or sending them an email saying, hey, you know, looks like you have a bad address. What's going on? What is the correct address? The process that I just showed you was what we call single shipping. Single shipping is utilized by about one-third of large shippers, and it is basically shipping one order at a time, which seems like a very inefficient process, but it is used in those cases when you really don't know what the final weight of the packet is going to be. So that is why you're shipping it one by one, and AutoCup is integrated with the electronic scale, so it is not that slow as you would think. However, a large portion of shipments are done by what is known as batch shipping, wherein you just say, okay, I want to ship a batch of 100, print label, and ship them. AutoCup also facilitates that process, and in that case, the entire batch is being address verified in real time with the same API interface of Melissa Data. So that is a quick overview of how AutoCup works with Melissa Data, and suffice it to say that we love this integration. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks a lot, Prakash. Let's see. We have a lot of time for Q&A, so please feel free to ask some questions right now, which is we're going to go into our Q&A section of the session. So I have a few questions here, and I'm going to get started, and then please feel free to ask questions as we go along here. Okay, this first one is directed to Allison, and I guess it's sort of a general question. What is a typical address correction fee charged by carriers?
Oh, Allison, I can answer that. This is Prakash. It depends from, carrier to carrier. It also depends on whether you have negotiated a special arrangement with the carrier. But generally, you can... If you go to the website of any carrier, you will see, you know, what the rates, what the address correction fee is. But it will be, for example, anywhere from $10 to $12 per correction. And if a particular shipment has, you know, four or five corrections, it may even be $55 for that one shipment. Which is crazy. Come to think of it, you know, the actual cost of shipping the package is maybe $7 or $6 or something like that. So it depends on case to case. The websites of the carriers do provide a disclosure on what these address correction charges are. Next question.
Allison, did you have anything to add to that, or?
Oh no, I think Prakash pretty much answered that one.
Okay. Okay, another question I have here is what percent of U.S. – we talked a little bit earlier at the beginning about e-commerce growing overseas and sort of international e-commerce. Do you have any – does anyone have any statistics on what percent of U.S. e-commerce orders are from international customers?
Yes, I can give you some an idea from our experience. So when we started 5 years ago, approximately 2 to 3% of the orders that our customers were processing on the aggregate were destined for international addresses. However, that may not be a reliable statistic because we were just starting out at that time. But we did notice that a couple of years later, it was at about 5%, and it was kind of stable at 5% for a couple of years. Suddenly, in the last 2 years, it has grown to 12% across all our customer base, which gives you an indication of the strength of international buyers and the demand that they place on U.S. brands.
Let me ask you something, Prakash. So what can you kind of talk a little bit about the kinds of customers that you have? Like, what, do you deal with a specific vertical, like retailers? Or I'm just interested in, you know, if international is across the board or a particular vertical.
If you look at, you know, in the aggregate is what we are seeing around 12%. But you know, if you exclude verticals like books, for example, so I'm not sure as to what that would include. Our customer base really kind of spans e-commerce. The one exception being books. Our customers are not book providers. So pretty much, you know, you can say that across the entire vertical base, it is about that 10 to 12% level. Now, there are some instances where, you know, it's very clear that if it's just something that can be used, you know, within the U.S. and has no use outside, of course, you know, it'll be all domestic and vice versa as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. We do have a couple questions coming in. I think they're both similar, and it is about the concept of point of entry instead of point of shipping. So, Prakash or Allison, you know, is there a method that you know of for validating an address sort of at the point of entry instead of at the point of shipping?
Go ahead.
Actually, Melissa Data does offer real-time point of entry integration with our services as well. We have a web service that you can take in a customer's input, send it directly to our web services, and then you get a response back saying whether this address was verified, whether there was something wrong with the address. So we do offer products that can support point of entry address verification.
Mm-hmm. And let me, can we just tell the rest of the listeners, I mean, what that means exactly? Are you talking about when folks are typing in the information onto the website, you know, into a form on the site, or?
Yeah, you can create a web form, and in the background, it'll call our services to validate the addresses as they come in. So once they click the submit, the address, the city, state, and zip will be sent to our services, and then it'll return to you some more information on whether that address was verified or if something else was missing or incorrect.
Okay.
So ideally, you know, the shopping cart should be the one who should offer this kind of integration. But as a e-commerce merchant, if you don't have the access to the inner workings of the shopping cart, then pretty much, you know, you are now beholden to the shipping tools like OrderCup, et cetera, to be able to do the address verification at the point of shipping. However, there are some open source e-commerce shopping carts that allow you to tinker with the innards because they are open source. One example that comes to mind is Magento. So if you are interested in being able to provide Melissa Data's address verification capability at the point of purchase, you know, Magento could be a good solution for you to integrate Melissa Data's address verification suite within the shopping cart.
Okay, great. That's a good point, actually, the shopping cart. Let's see. Here's another question. How frequently, I think this is for Allison, how frequently is your reference data used for address verification updated?
Okay, we do have global and U.S. and Canadian address data coming in. For global, we get updated information in a quarterly form. For U.S. and Canada, we get a monthly update. So whether you use the web services, you wouldn't have to do any updates on your end. But if you use some on-premise products of ours, then we do send out those update links to you at a monthly basis.
Okay, Great. Okay, let's see. There's a couple more questions that have come in. And please, folks, we have an hour. You know, we don't have to stretch it to an hour, but we have an hour. So if you have any other questions, please, this is the time to ask. Okay. I'm not sure if this is the question that you want to answer, guys, here, or if you want to do it offline. But could you kind of just talk about cost ranges for the data, for Melissa Data and or OrderCup?
For Melissa Data, I'm actually not in the sales department, so I actually don't know what the costs are. Yeah, you can contact us, and we will refer you to our customer service, and they'll provide that information to you.
And for OrderCup, you can just go to our website. You know, it's basically anywhere from $20 to, I believe, $80 a month for the shopping carts that we are integrated with. So if you are using a shopping cart, I think we have about 7 or 8 shopping carts that we are integrated with, including Magento, then it's basically, you know, the $40 to $100 a month. You can see the rate. It's basically tiered upon tiered based upon the number of shipments a month, and it is capped at, I believe, $80 or $100 a month. But if you have a shopping cart that you want us to integrate, we'd be happy to discuss a custom integration for you, or if you have your own internal system that you want to integrate, likewise. You can just contact us. Our email addresses are on our website.
Okay, great. This is an interesting question. Prakash, it's going back to your discussion about the, I guess, the Magento or the shopping carts application. Does the service in the cart allow the customer to fix the address?
So it depends on how you would integrate those open source systems. It absolutely has the capability to edit it and confirm it right there as well. And that is what Melissa Data Suite allows. It will give you options that you can select from and say, yeah, I'm sorry, you know, this is what I meant. This is the address. This is the correct address. So, yes, it allows you to verify right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then along the same line of sort of timing, when we were talking earlier about the point of entry solution, is there a delay time for verification? Or, you know, how does that work? You know, is it real time or?
So I can give you from our experience, it takes, I want to say, a quarter of a second, if not less,
okay.
To verify the address. And it needs to be that fast. Otherwise, our users, they need to ship stuff really fast. So, yeah, it is quite fast.
And that's sort of, you agree with that, Allison?
Yes. So Our per record is usually a sub-second.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we were talking a lot about, well, I was talking about Asia, and we were talking about Europe and stuff, but what about, like, Latin America? Do you support, at Melissa Data and or OrderCup, do you support, you know, non-Latin character sets? I guess also Chinese character sets?
Yes, we do. We use a special protocol, the UTF-8. So you send in your records using that encoding, and we are able to support those character sets and also return them as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does anyone have any other questions out there? Because if not, we could end it here. Because I don't have any more questions actually. So I think with that, let's. Just wait another second or so just to see if there's any other questions. And don't think so. Oh, let's see. Hold on one second. Oh, we do. Okay, thanks. Thanks, everybody out there. Okay, we're talking about the point of shipment again. So I guess this is for Prakash. What value does your software deliver versus address validation software embedded in warehouse management systems?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think what we do is, since we are live connected with, you know, Melissa Data's address verification system, which is updated very frequently, as was mentioned earlier, the possible errors are less than in warehouse management systems. Now, again, if the WMS uses the same same tools at the back end as Melissa Data, of course, then there is no difference.
Okay. I suppose if the listener has any other questions, she can contact you or Melissa Data. Prakash, was your information made available to the listeners?
I don't know, but it's Prakash, my first name, at ordercup.com. And if you forget that, you can just go to our site. You know, any email that you send from our site, I do get a copy of it.
Okay, great. Excellent. Okay, so looks like we are pretty good here. Okay, great. Well, on behalf of Melissa Data and Retail Online Integration, I want to thank you all for attending today's webinar. I'd also like to thank our speakers, Allison Moon and Prakash. Be sure to check out our webinar page to get information on all of our archived and upcoming webinars. And please also just take a minute to fill out the brief feedback survey that will appear on your screen next. We would be very grateful. Your feedback will influence the webinars we bring to you in the future. So I hope to see you at the next Retail Online Integration webinar. Thanks a lot, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you.